Now, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Hey, this is Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. We're glad to be here live, Jackson High School. The Vikings getting set to take on the Lansing Catholic Cougars tonight on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. JV from Jay High coming out with a victory 70-60 over the Lansing Catholic Junior Varsity. And the Vikings will hope to keep that trend going of winning tonight. Vikings are 5-6 overall, 4-4 in the conference in the young season here. I guess it's not young.
Halfway?
Yeah, halfway through.
You know, they've lost 5 games by 5 points or less.
Yeah, they're coming out.
A lot of tough battle.
And they're coming off a loss their last game at East Lansing, a game where they only trailed by 3 at the end of the third, scoring drought at an inopportune time in the fourth. But this Jackson High team, once again, we're noting they can play with anybody,
yep,
anytime. And that comes from their aggressiveness and that pressure they always put on both ends of the floor.
You got Shante Suddeth. You got a fighting chance every night.
And they do have Shante Suddeth, and he'll be in that starting lineup tonight. He went for 18 points in that loss against East Lansing, and Marquise Robinson chipped in with 11. Suddeth is, and he's such a consistent guy, and I guess that's something we've always kind of noticed about him. He's, you know, he doesn't go out there and take over the game necessarily, but what he does is he plays a consistent game. He plays a ton of minutes. He goes out against their last 3 games. They play Everett. He has 18. They play Eastern. He has 19. They play East Lansing. He has 18. He's going to come out there and he's going to get you double figure scoring. He's going to get you some rebounds, assists. He's going to play solid defense the whole time, and he's going to keep that pressure on, and that's why he's such a tremendous player in the area.
A tremendous athlete.
Tremendous athlete. Speaking of good athletes, though, Lansing Catholic Cougars have got one of the finest in the state on their squad, and that's a 6'7 senior, and it's Tony Poyon.
Impressive. He was standing next to us, and I didn't want to stand up.
No.
I stay right down here. Big kid going to play football at Central Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who had options, too. He's, yep. Mick McCabe's got him the number 13 player in the state. And that's in basketball. And he's going to play football in college. So he had options at the next level. He's a big kid for sure. And that's something that Jackson High is going to have to adjust to because they don't have anybody who can match his size.
No.
They make up for that with their, again, their ball pressure and their full court press.
He's 6'7", and he's not a scrawny 6'7"
no.
kid. I mean, I don't know what he goes, but he looks like he's probably 230, 240, and he looks like a tight end, you know, in college. I mean, he's a big kid.
Stout kid for sure. On the broadcast here for Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, Lafier Realty, and many more of our fine local sponsors. We'll take a 3-minute break to hear a little something from them now, and we'll be back with the starting lineups on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson's Sports Authority.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson's Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman once again coming to you live from Jackson High School, where the Vikings getting set to take on the Lansing Catholic Cougars, a 9-1 team. And they're in that those state rankings for Class B.
Coming off their first loss.
They did. 42-45 loss to Williamson. A game in which stud over there, Tony Poyon, had 17 points. But that was a game they won. The second time they played them, they lost, or they won in overtime the first time. So it's a good matchup for them. Probably a fun game to watch.
Williamson's got another kid at the top 15 kid. Name's escaping me, Lewis.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, get a game like that with a lot of quality players, anything can happen. This is I look at this coaching staff right here. You got, they got one head coach and 4 assistant coaches.
Yeah,
it's impressive. I mean, this is
Lansing Catholic organization.
It is. You know, when I coached, it was, you know, just me and, you know, I'd grab a couple guys out of the crowd.
A couple, yeah. You had one equipment manager that would sometimes tell you something.
Yeah. Yep.
If you could get some, junior high kids to keep stats.
All the other coaches, they stayed up in the crowd and they tried to help me from up there.
Yeah, and they did their coaching through yells.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
A few referees work that way as well.
Yep.
Tony Poyon in the starting lineup for Lansing Catholic, no doubt. Who else is joining him on the lineup there?
They have senior Mitchell McGinnis. He's a senior forward. Senior guard Owen Rush. Another senior guard Joey Fatta. And senior forward Michael Corey. Coach Eric Trojanowicz.
Nice.
I think I nailed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Meanwhile, for the hometown Jackson Vikings, who will we see tonight?
Well, we have junior guard Shante Sudduth, who, this is my first time watching Jackson. I've been looking forward to watching him play after just a stellar sophomore year. Armand Brown, guard forward. Sam Williams, another forward. Karen Davis, another forward. And then Marquise Robinson.
And then you got
Coach Dan Crowley.
You got 6'7" Poyan on the other side. We don't have heights for everyone else, but you saw there's decent height. I wouldn't say huge on Lansing Catholic. And then Jackson goes 6' with Sudduth, 6'2" with Brown, 6'2" with Williams. Davis goes 6'4", and then Marquise Robinson is 6'. So there's not huge size. There's pretty even size across the front. So they will get out and run.
We're going to find out if Lansing Catholic can handle the pebble, because Jackson High is going to get in their grill. I mean, that's what they do. They come up and they love to pressure the ball. And we'll see what happens.
Play the pass.
You get it. When you're playing a team that has a big kid inside, you try to, neutralize him as much as possible by, try to keep him out of the half court and really pressure the ball. Make him run that offense high. Just work, hustle, quickness.
Sure.
That's all you got. You got to use it.
And that the JV game we were watching before this, the Jackson High in the first half, they were absolutely just running those kids out of the gym, and whatever they did in the locker room to make an adjustment, Lansing Catholic was able to get it back to single digits at times.
It was 41-19 at one time, and in the first half of that JV game, next thing you know, it came back and it was they cut it to 8 with plenty of time left in the fourth quarter, and Jackson High held on, ended up winning by 10. But so anything can happen. Like I said, Jackson High, they just they stay in games. I think the biggest thing for them, I think you're halfway through the year, and then Coach Crowley is saying, we got to finish some of these games.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough of these, the 1-point losses, 2-point losses. It's time to finish. And, we haven't watched them play enough to find out what were some of the reasons. Was it free throw shooting? Was it not making plays? Key foul trouble? You just don't know. But bottom line is they've lost 6 games by a total of 26 points, which is not very much, and 5 games they lost by 5 or less. So it'll be a good one. I expect a good ball game.
And we'll get to see them a lot more here in the next week or so. We got Jackson High tonight. We go to the Northwest on Friday with Lumen Christi, and then we're back at Jackson twice next week, I believe, Matt. So a lot of Jackson High coming in the next week or so here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. We're online around the world, jacksonespn.com.
I heard a rumor. Tom Ratchford's listening to us in Florida.
You heard that's a rumor?
That's true. He'll send me something on Twitter right now, so I know he's listening. I talked to Carly before the game. He said to tell Ratchford hi, and he says he's listening to the game today. So I expect to hear from Ratchford in sunny Florida.
Broadcast legend, Tom Ratchford Jr.
And I told you, he was my wife's math teacher. She said the best math teacher she had at school. She thought Ratch was a great math teacher. So
that's high praise coming from an educator herself.
Concord, yes.
Concord.
He's from Concord.
No!
Taught at Concord, baby.
Oh, man. 6 degrees of Concord always on our high school basketball broadcasts. Yep. And who's on the Jackson High squad this season? Who's repping Concord
Zion
history?
Zion Williams. Had him in middle school at Concord, yep. Yep.
There's always one.
So I'll tell his buddies they're still at Concord and starring on the basketball team there. I'll tell them I saw him.
All right. So, again, we'll get your final score updates and things like that on Facebook for Jackson ESPN. So ESPN 101.9 FM 1450 AM. Find us on Facebook. And we'll get your scores and you can get information about start times and things like that for our games. So we recommend heading to the web and liking our Facebook page. And, of course, all of our website information at jacksonespn.com. We will get this game underway here shortly. We're going to take a 4-minute break here on the pregame, come back with the player announcements on the floor, and get the tip-off on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, fresh off of a tremendous performance of our national anthem by the Jackson High School Pep Band.
Very nice.
We are ready to get things underway momentarily. We'll get an introduction on the court of the starting lineups. And we will get this tip-off going. Lansing Catholic out here today. What's that, powder blue? What color? What blue are those uniforms?
I'm going to go with North Carolina blue.
Carolina blue, that's fine with me. We'll go with navy blue trim, white lettering, numbers. And Jackson High in their white uniforms with the orange and black features.
You know, Puglia might be one of the best athletes in the area, but I'm not sure about those shoes he's got on.
You don't like that? Those seem to be Jordans, but they've got that kind of like 80s, 90s, early 90s, Saved by the Bell kind of. Yeah. Slater would have sported those tennis shoes.
That was the old saying, the 80s called, they want their shoes back.
I like it, man. Well, it doesn't match the uniform, it stands out. Yeah.
We don't often disagree, but those things are hideous looking. They are. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know where to go with the shoe conversation.
Look how they stand out, man. Look at them.
They do. They're not. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a good match, but I like the shoes.
Okay. All right.
They don't go with the uniform, but I like them.
They definitely don't go with the uniform.
That's
all right,
true.
I'll go with that.
They clash, without a question.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe if that was their color.
Maybe if he was wearing some stonewashed jeans and a.
Yes.
They'd look good.
Yes. All right. We'll go with that.
On the broadcast tonight for American Title Company, Spring Arbor Lumber Home Center. You could take that pair of shoes and wear them down to the Jackson YMCA while you're out playing on their basketball courts. I bet you'd
I was that close to going. I was going down there. I was gonna sign up, but I failed to have an entrance exam and
you did?
I couldn't pass the
It wasn't
the
safe for you to be in there exercising.
It wasn't safe for me to be in there exercising.
Yeah, you know. Well, they still have a special going on through March, I believe. So check out your Jackson YMCA. And it's jacksonymca.org is that website. So check it out online. We're just about ready to get the tip off. The starting lineup, so I'll head to the floor. And again, you got Polion for Lansing Catholic. Goes about 6'7". Number 4, Mitchell McInnes is, I don't know, I put him right around 6 foot. Number 5, Owen Rush. He's going to be the only sub-6-foot guy on the floor for Lansing Catholic. Number 23, Michael Corey. At the forward, he's a stockier kid, but about a 6'1 height. And the tip-off, won by Jay High. Sam Williams quickly to the rack, and he finishes left-handed, and Jackson High in front right away, 2-0.
Here comes
and
the pressure.
Full-court pressure on Armand Brown. The backcourt still working with the rock there, Joey Fada. And Shante Sutter crosses him over, and we're going to get 10-second violation against the Cougars. Jackson High right away with a quick score, and now they got the ball back.
I can't remember the last time I saw a 10-second call.
Inbound to Armand Brown. He's going to drive right away, and he's blocked. Thought he was going to get some contact. Doesn't get it out on the break. The Cougars quickly down to Polion, running the floor ahead of everyone, and we're tied at 2. Right back the other way, Marquise Robinson.
That was impressive right there. That's a big fella that runs the floor right there.
Nice feed to a slashing Sam Williams. Lefty finish at the rim, and we're off to a quick start here. 4-2 Jackson High with the lead. And the full court pressure is on. Polion's got it at midcourt. And he's picked up by Davis.
You know when you got a great athlete, he's 6'7", and doesn't match up. He comes back and helps with the press.
They go right to him in the block, kick out. Pass around the perimeter, ends up in the hands of Fada. Michael Corey, he starts to drive. Now they look down to the block, stolen Sam Williams, and the Vikings on the break. Armand Brown cuts in, slashes, and scores it right at the rim. Right in the face of the big man, 6'2", Jackson High. Inbound is to Corey in the backcourt. Give to Polion, who inbounded. He'll bring it up against Davis. And they get it to Fada. Fada back to the top. Owen Rush sets up the offense. To the wing, Mitchell McInnes for the Cougars. Now a drive. Pull-up jumper is off. Rebounded Polion, and he puts the putback is no good. Rebound again, Cougars, no good. This time, Williams comes down with it, trying to get the break started. Can't pick it up. Suddeth is there to recover, and he'll set the offense up for the Vikings. Dribbles in. Now he'll kick out. Davis open look top of the key. And rattles around. No good. Rebounded Cougars. And Lansing Catholic got on the break. Up quickly to McInnes. He'll drive. Sidestep. No good. Misses the shot. I'll tell you, the Cougars have missed about three bunnies.
They have. But Jackson High is looking to go, go, go.
Yeah, and they're keeping the pressure on the offensive end, driving.
One or two
driving.
They're attack mode. They are in attack mode.
And Napoleon will swing it around the perimeter. Fata back to a three-point look, and that's good for Owen Rush. Cougars back in the board. 6-5, Bokies with a one-point advantage. Marquise Robinson had it. Now we'll swing it around to Armand Brown. Drives, kicks. Robinson open look for three. No, he'll hand off to Williams driving baseline. Powers it into the paint. Has it knocked away. Napoleon comes up with the loose ball. Cougars back on the attack. Running the break. They'll get it down to Poyan. Cuts the lane. Feed it. Michael Corey with the pass. And first lead of the game for Lansing Catholic, 7-6.
Well, he runs the floor extremely well. You wouldn't be a dual quarterback going to second if you didn't run well.
So. Three-point attempt. Robinson, no good. Lansing Catholic's got it back. Now on the break. Feed it down to the block. Spin move and score. Michael Corey will get a timeout from the Vikings bench. 9-6 lead for Lansing Catholic. 5 minutes to go first quarter. We'll take a 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Jackson Sports Authority.
9 points, Lansing Catholic. 6 points, Jackson High. The Vikings with the ball. Shante Suttle take the inbound. Bring it over the midline. Picked up there by Owen Rush for Lansing Catholic. Gets a screen. And on the roll, kicks out to Brown. Three-pointer is through. We're tied at 9. Nice shot, Armand Brown. Pressure the inbound to Napoleon. Feeding down court, wide open. Nice look to Joey Fodder running the floor. 11-9 now the score, Lansing Catholic. Sutton brings it down, dribbles in. Now he'll back it back out to the three-point arc. Feeds Brown, who will drive. Finds Sutton on the baseline. Nice finish at the rim, and we're tied at 11. Back and forth game so far. Inbound, Fada has some trouble handling it. Able to find Corey on the roll. No good. Battle for the rebound. Poyan comes up with it. He's going to whistle for a travel in the lane. 4:12 left to go. We're tied at 11 on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Vikings and Lansing Catholic Cougars, if you're just tuning in.
Very entertaining start to this game. You know, it's just if you're coming in here and you just want to watch a good basketball game, you're getting, we're 4 minutes in and you're getting your money's worth already.
Shante Suttis will dribble it up deliberately here. Crossover dribble. Now he looks to drive. Kicks to the corner. Brown thinks about a three. Now he'll go all the way to the rim. Up and under. Can't finish with the left hand. Rebounded Cougars. Lansing Catholic gets back out on the run. Joey Fada dribbles it up. Now good open look on the wing for McInnes. Can't hit. Gets his own rebound. Drive. Scores it and draws the foul.
Just like those parents that yell, follow your shot. That's what he did. Followed his shot. Got an easy one.
Long shot, long rebound. He gets it, drives it in. 3:41 to go. It's 13-11, Lansing Catholic with McInnes at the free throw line. Oh, you know what? We got a substitution, actually. That's Mitchell Burnett. His free throw attempt is no good. Rebounded Jackson High, and the Vikings back on the attack. Suttis gets up to Marquise Robinson out ahead of everyone. He'll go to the basket and score it. We're tied again, 13 each. Inbound there. We got Owen Rush, McInnes against Mitchell Burnett. Owen Rush calling out the play. Matt out there, Armand Brown pressuring the ball. Beats out a counter dart. Now Owen Rush drive, tries to drop it off. Reverse layup, no good. Rebounded Jackson High. D'Angelo Weaver into the game now. Brown all the way to the rim. Lefty finishes. Good drive and score it. Jackson High up 15-13.
7 points already for Brown.
Been aggressive very early on here. Tony Palmer now in the game for the Cougars. Skip pass. Nobody there. Out of bounds. Turnover for Lansing Catholic. Jackson, a chance to expand on the two-point advantage here. 2:48 to go first quarter, 15-13. The Vikings in front. A lot of substitutions here early. Dakota Robinson now on the floor for the Vikings. Shante Suddeth working against Owen Rush. Calling out the play. Now we'll get it to Marquise Robinson in the corner. Robinson dribbles up now. Feeds Sam Williams down on the block. Rolls to the basket. Tough shot. Can't hit the rim. Air ball rebounded by the Cougars. Owen Rush brings up the sideline. Now goes to the middle. Kicks out to Mitchell Burnett. Burnett gives to Polian. Now Polian kicks out. Drive and pass off the rim. Goes back to Polian for the open look. He can't hit. Rebound to Burnett. Kick back out to Tony Palmer. Palmer gets to the top now, and Owen Rush resets the offense for the Cougars. Trying to feed Polian down on the block. He'll kick back out to Rush.
Looking to run a double at him. That time, no double coming. And scored.
Strong move and finish by the big man. 6'7".
Now, the first time he caught it in the post, they ran a double team at him. He kicked out of it, and then they went back to him, and they didn't run a double team, and he scored easily.
15-15, our score. Robinson drives, pass stolen. Owen Rush on the run out, behind the back dribble, pass in the lane, knocked away. Last touch, Jackson High. It'll be Cougar ball. Another round of substitutions. We'll get Davis back in for the Vikings. And up off the bench also, Jalen Johnson. Cougars with the ball, working around the perimeter. Drive, Poyon up and under move, and he finishes. Now we're starting to see him look for his offense. 17-15, Cougars with a two-point advantage. 1:25 left in the first. Jalen Johnson off the bench, open for a three, can't hit, gets his own rebound. Now he'll drive, and tripped up. We'll get a whistle against Lansing Catholic. And that is just their first team foul, Matt. It's been a pretty well-executed first quarter. Not a ton of mistakes and, like, no fouls. One each. 1:17 left on the clock. Another substitution from the Jackson High bench. In the game now is Zion Williams. Suddeth open look for three out of the inbounds. Can't hit. Rebounded. Lansing Catholic. Evan Godola. And he'll dribble it up. Burnett on the wing, now Poyan at the top, tries to get down to the block, open look for Burnett on the wing, he missed. Rebound tapped around, Catholic will get it. Looking for a cutter, stolen Davis, Jackson High on the attack. Suddeth will slow it down. Now a crossover dribble into the lane, kick out to Dakota Robinson, open look for a long three. In and out, rebounded, Lansing Catholic. 40 seconds left here in the first. Palmer. Feeds a cutter. Looked like he had an open look. Tried to pass it off. Turnover by the Cougars. 32.8 on the clock. Jackson High ball. 17-15 the score. Vikings trail by two. Chance to tie it up or go ahead here. With 32.8 on the clock. Shante Sutton with the ball. Looking against some half-court pressure. Now he'll get it into the front court. Kick out to Dakota Robinson. Beyond the arc. Little mishandling of the ball there, and they'll turn it back over with 19.3 seconds on the clock.
Now they're doing a nice job of really keeping Sutter out of the lane. That's got to be a key to their game plan tonight for Lansing Catholic, which means, you know, their guys are going to have to step up. So far, you know, Armand Brown has.
Lansing Catholic with the ball, 9 seconds to go, looking for Poyan, high post. Back to the basket, now he turns and faces up. Now he'll feed it deep in the lane, good position, but pass knocked away. Loose ball on the floor, Poyan dives for it, and he'll be whistled for a travel, but the clock will run out in the first quarter. 17-15 the score, Lansing Catholic. Two-point advantage, 30-second break on ESPN, 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman ready for the second quarter. Jackson High, the Vikings with a two-point deficit, 17-15. Lansing Catholic Cougars with the lead. And very interesting, pretty back-and-forth first quarter, Matt.
Yes, very, I mean, like I said, entertaining, I would call it. This is a... I've missed Jackson. I haven't seen Jackson all year. I've missed coming and watching Jackson I play. They just, the pressure and the athleticism you see out here, it's just incredible. It's very impressive.
Well, we did get to see him early in the air. Game you missed. Yeah. With Lance, with, excuse me, Luma Christie.
That was a fun one to watch.
Lansing Catholic now with the ball to start the second quarter. Owen Rush on the drive. He'll kick out to McInnis. Now down to Poyon in the paint. And he'll work his way to a basket. 4 points. Lansing Catholic advantage. 19-15. Suddeth finding some pressure. Now kick out on the drive. Armand Brown wide open and he'll hit. Having himself a nice evening thus far. Armand Brown with a three-point basket. That's just a one-point game. Catholic with the ball. Screen and roll with Poyon at the top. Now feeds back to the screener, or the roller there. Joey Fada, the turnover. Jackson High with a chance to go back in front. And Marquise Robinson on the break. Can't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. Turnover, Jackson High. That's a Catholic ball. Fada will inbound it to Corey. Now back to Fada. Dribbles it up for the Cougars. He'll give to Owen Rush. Now feeds back to a cutting Corey. Score it. 21-18. Lansing Catholic. Marquise Robinson races out ahead of everyone. Back down for Jackson High. Now he'll feed Armand Brown for three, and he hits again. Hot hand. Armand Brown. Feed that guy the ball. Another three-pointer. We're tied at 21. Lansing Catholic back on the offense. Rush with the ball. Met by Marquise Robinson. Out in the backcourt, pressuring. Now Rush will drive, gets into the paint. Shot up from the elbow, and he hits. 23-21. Cougar lead. Suddeth gets the inbound. Now feeds it all the way down the floor to Robinson. Robinson gets to Davis at the elbow. So Armand Brown has been hot shooting. Back to Davis at the elbow. Shot's no good. Rebound to Poyon. And the Cougars are back on the attack for Lansing Catholic. Fada streaking up the left sideline into the paint. Nice finish at the basket. 25-21. Catholic making it look easy on that one. Armand Brown back on the attack for Jackson. Now he'll kick out to Robinson. Robinson drives in looking for a shot. No, he'll look to pass back out. Armand Brown drive the baseline. And looking for the underhand pass to Davis opposite lane. Poyon will get the steal. Lansing Catholic back on the break. Bush drives. Excuse me, Bush Rush. Drops it up to Poyon, trailing the play. Loses his footing. Stolen. Sam Williams and Jackson on the break. Williams looking to go coast to coast. Scoop it. Can't score it, but he does draw the blocking foul. He'll go to the stripe shooting two. Frantic back and forth pace here at a lot of moments. 25-21 is our score. Sam Williams at the line for Jackson High. .532 to go, first half, 25-21. Make it 25-21, in and out. It was halfway down. I thought we were going to get a point there, man. .532 on the clock. Sam Williams with his second free throw attempt coming. And it's good. 25-22, 3 points. Lansing Catholic lead, full court pressure from Jackson High. Poyon races out ahead of everyone, gets the pass, and powers it up. Definitely strength, tough for anybody to match that from the Jackson High roster. 5:23 now, 27-22 the score. Armand Brown with the drive off the rack, no good. Rebounded Poyon.
It's like watching the Patriots play of Gronkowski against the 5'10", 180-pound.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. That's how it kind of looks.
He's a man-child out there.
And he uses that power. You know, it's not somebody who doesn't wield it well.
No, he's fast. He's athletic. That's why he's one of the top athletes in the state.
27-22, our score, 5:11 on the clock. Armand Brown with the ball for the Jackson High Vikings. Setting up the play. Shante Suddeth getting a breather. Now Brown gets a screen. Gives to Robinson on the wing. Drives, crossover dribble. Now he'll pull it back out. Hook to drive again. Kick to Armand Brown for three again. Missed it, everything on that one.
That was a heat check right there.
Yeah.
He's hot.
He was hot.
Yeah.
the air ball kind of takes away the hotness, I got to imagine. He'll stay in the game. We'll get a substitution from the Jackson High bench. Tangelo Weaver back into the contest.
Suth.
Also off the bench, Jaquan Ballard and Shate Suddeth comes back into the game. 4:44 left first half, 27-22. Polion, the 6'7 guy, brings it up for the Ansi Catholic Cougars. In the corner, pass out, stolen. Break Armand Brown. He'll look to drive all the way. Coast to coast, no good. Suddeth there for the rebound and put back. 27-24. Timeout coming from the Lansing Catholic bench. 4:24 to go, first half. 27-24, our score. We'll take a 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, WIBM Jackson.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Lansing Catholic out of the timeout. We get the action back underway. 4:24 left in the half. 27-24 our score. And Catholic will bring it up. No full court pressure from Jackson out of the timeout. Owen Rush brings it over the midline. Jackson actually falling into a zone defense.
Yeah, a little different look right there. I wouldn't be surprised they do this a possession. Maybe a couple possessions go right back to what they've been doing.
Nice job working against it. Oh, shot blocked. Sam Williams. Looked like some contact. Now Williams out on the run. I'm not sure if that was Williams or if that was, let me see the number. It might have been Weaver, but nevertheless, nice shot block. Aggressive play in there as they fed a counter dart. Looked like he was uncontested. And weak side comes over to help. Jackson stops points from going up on the board on that one. Now they've got the ball into the basket. Inbound to Marquise Robinson.
Good hands.
Ball knocked away. Lansing Catholic back on the attack. Looking for Polion in the paint. Spin move. Kind of just flipped it up off the glass and it goes in. 29-24. Suddeth back on the attack for Jackson. Behind the back dribble into the elbow. Loses the ball for a second. Gets it back. Gives himself an open look. Missed the teardrop. Lansing Catholic will rebound and get back onto the offense. Owen Rush working against the Jackson High zone defense. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound in the paint. Missed the putback. Polion taps, fights for it. Lansing Catholic will get it back out and take another three-point shot, and that one's through. Owen Rush hits for the Cougars. 32-24 with 3:11 to go in the half. Timeout from the Jackson High bench. We're going to take another 30-second break here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Well, Matt, as we've gotten a little deeper into this game, I think we've noticed that Jackson High's having a hard time rebounding with this Lansing Cougars team. They've been able to get some offensive boards and putbacks. Second chance points has been a factor here.
Well, and right there, that was actually a loose ball. And Jackson High just didn't get that loose ball and got a couple extra possessions on it and a couple extra shots on it. Next thing you know, 3. And that's, you can't do that against a team like this.
32-24 is our score. Jackson High trailing at home against Lansing Catholic. 3:05 left in the half. Shante Suddeth with the ball. Dribbling across the outside. Now finds Armand Brown on the opposite wing. D'Angelo out of the corner. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes off and Lansing Catholic will reel it in. Missed shot there. D'Angelo Weaver. Looks like Jackson thought they had the steal.
I think, yeah.
Little contact.
Well, I think that there's been some things that they're kind of letting go, letting them play a little bit right there. And that looked like a play on to me right there, and it should have been a layup for Suddeth, but
instead, it results in an out-of-bounds play for the Cougars. Full court pressure here from Jackson, except they left one guy open there. And he ends up with it. It's Tony Palmer for the Cougars over the midline at the working around the perimeter. Now a drive in, and a shot blocked. Davis. And Suddeth with the steal on the recovery. On the break, switches directions, finishes right-handed. 32-26, nice defensive finish by Shante Suddeth now on the break. Blocked again, Armand Brown goes up high to stop the layup. Rebound coming to Lansing Catholic. 3-point goes up. No good. Rebound at Suddeth. Jackson now on the break. Really trying to thread the needle to Brown. Last touch, Jackson high. Out of bounds. Brown gave an excellent effort to even reach out and touch that. He probably should have just let it go. He ends up careening into the pad behind the basket. And give him a minute to tie up his shoe and get back in order here. 2:08 to go in the half. 32-26 the score. A couple of nice block shots on the defensive end for Jackson High. Connor Dart got one, and the other was missed who took the shot. I'm going to go ahead and give credit to Burnett. Dart gives to Burnett for the Cougars with the ball. Owen Rush now dribbles across to the wing, looking for Poyon down to the block, working against Davis. Takes a dribble, almost stolen. Now he'll kick out to Dart at the elbow. Out to Owen Rush, will reset things. Dribble back out all the way to midcourt.
Yeah. Running a double at him. Yeah.
And now they try to feed the post and Poyon. It's Burnett with the pass, and they'll lose it out of bounds.
Yeah, force that pass in there right there. But yeah, Jackson had a nice defensive possession right there.
And they haven't had a ton of great half-court defensive sets in the last couple of minutes, so that's a big stop for them. Trailing 32-26, 1:35 left in the half. Armand Brown at the top. Marquise Robinson now on the wing. He'll dribble drive all the way to the rack. Off the glass is good. 32-28. Jackson High cuts the lead to four. Lansing Catholic trying to get the offensive started quickly. Owen Rush now pressured Robinson. Now he'll drive all the way to the backboard. Missed it. Tip. Poyon no good. Rebound now. Jackson High and out on the break. Oh. Zion Williams run into some contact, and that's going to go against Dart for Lansing Catholic. Just the fourth team foul for the Cougars. Only two for Jackson High. No, not a ton of whistles here in the half. Marquise Robinson gets it in the corner. He'll dribble out. Now feed to Suddeth at the top. Finds Davis. Back to Robinson for three-point look. No. Dribbling around. Almost stolen. Robinson recovers. Goes into the elbow. Jump shot. Off front rim, no good. Rebounded Burnett and Lansing Catholic. They pressure him in the backcourt. He finds Owen Rush. Rush gives to Dart. Knocked away Brown. 38.9 seconds to go here in the half. 32-28, Lansing Catholic with the lead in the ball. Knocked out of bounds. Sidelines inbound Burnett for the Cougars. Into Rush. Rush's little guard. Now he's looking for a cutter down the baseline. Knocked away Marquise Robinson. And that's out of bounds. Last touch, Vikings. 32.4 left in this one. Until we get to the halftime. Cougars move around the perimeter. Now looks to feed Poy out of the block. Nothing there. Knocked away Jackson High out on the break. Zion Williams. Oh, scoop finger roll, no good. Tipped Robinson, also no good. Rebound at Poyon. And Catholic will get the rock here with 13 seconds to go in the half. Poyon dribbles over the midline. Skip pass. Drive from the left side. No good. Rebound at Zion Williams. Jackson High tries to get the break started. Losing for a second. Suddeth with one. Heaves for three. Oh, just short. Looks good. Just off front rim. So with the halftime buzzer sounding, 32-28 our score. Jackson High trails by four. And it's Lansing Catholic. Matt, again, back and forth. Jackson got a little run going there to end the half. Unable to cut all the way into the advantage, but they got some momentum back and did a little better job late in the half in that half-court defense.
Well, story of this is Poyon for Lansing Catholic. He's got 14 points in the first half, and you know they're going to have to count for it. They get him in a half court set, and Lansing Catholic is looking for him. And Jackson Knight did a nice job a couple of possessions late, where they ran double teams, really worked hard on him, forced a couple of turnovers, and I think they got to continue to do that.
Made a difference for them switching into that zone defense.
Yep. And then for Jackson High, what a great first half for Armand Brown. And he's got 13 points. He's hit three threes. That's really kept him in this basketball game, because I think Lansing NC Catholic's done a pretty nice job on Sante Sutter. So it's good. This is like I said, this is an exciting basketball game. Up and down the floor, a lot of action. You know, the referees are letting them play. They have, what, six team fouls in the first half? Is that what we counted?
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, this is a fun game to watch.
It has been so far. We got a whole other half to go.
We got a great seat for it, too, man. This is awesome.
So we'll look forward to the second half. We'll come back and get you some numbers from the first half, talk a little bit about what we expect to see in the second half. Here on the broadcast, ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. For Able Heating and Cooling, Lafayette Realty, OmniSource, Penn Chiropractic Center, County National Bank. We will take a three-minute break and be right back here on Jackson's ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the halftime report here. 32-28, Lansing Catholic in front of the Jackson High Vikings as we get the Jackson High dance team center court right now. Matt, why don't we get some numbers? What about Jackson High? Who's got the numbers for the first half there?
Well, as we mentioned, Armand Brown with 13 first half points, 3 three-point baskets, really kept them in the basketball game. Shante Sutter, 6 points. Sam Williams has 5, and Marquise Robinson with 4. Only 4 guys have scored in the first half for Jackson High.
For Lansing Catholic,
their state football basketball player Tony Pouillon, 7 field goals, 14 points to lead the way. Owen Rush with 8 points, 4 points from Fada and Corey, and Mitchell McInnes with 2.
So they didn't have a ton of guys getting the score column either.
It's been Pouillon for Lansing Catholic and Brown for Jackson High first half.
So we'll look to see what kind of changes they make. What would you do different in the second half if you're Jackson High, Matt?
Well, it's hard to, they're getting out rebound a little bit. Uh-huh. And they absolutely cannot get out hustled. I mean, that's their game. And I think they got to mix it up on defense a little bit, find creative ways to stop Pouillon inside. They just don't have anybody to match up with him, And we haven't seen, they made a couple of three-point baskets. I'm not sure what the scouting report would be on these guys, but, when you run a double team at Pouillon, somebody's going to be open. And I got to believe that he's a good athlete. I got to believe he's pretty inept at finding the open player. So it's a tough thing. But I think they're playing the way they played in the first half, played well enough to win this basketball game. They're playing well enough right now.
Yeah, good. Truly, if they make a couple shots, it's tied, exactly. Or they're even in front. There's a couple misses that they had. I look forward to seeing what they do in the second half. And if they can stay hot shooting, Armand Brown's going to want to contribute. Shante Sudeth, I expect to see more offense from him in the second half. We're 3.5 away from getting things underway. We'll spend 3 of it on a network break here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. 3 minutes, we'll be right back with the second half.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Jackson High School. The Vikings trail the Lansing Catholic Cougars by 4. We're just about ready to get things underway for the second half. Jackson will start with the ball. And they come to the floor with their starting lineup. Shante Sutter gets the ball. Over the midline, feeds Armand Brown on the wing. Had a great first half. Dribbles back to the top. Resetting things. Lansing Catholic playing man-to-man. Davis steps out a little bit. Took the wing, gets the pass. Now he'll look to dribble. Behind the head pass to a cutting Sam Williams. Tough finish. He hits it. Jackson's on the board in the second half, 32-30. They trail. Lansing Catholic over the midline finds Pouillon down on the block. Blocked. Davis gets the rebound. Putback's no good as well. And Jackson High comes away with a stop. Shante Sutter feeds it long to Marquise Robinson. Misses the jumper from the elbow. He's been struggling a little bit offensively this game. Williams comes up with a loose ball and tripped up. by a player on the floor, Lansing Catholic. It's Michael Corey. He's slow to get up from the play. Jackson High ball after the whistle for a foul. First team foul of the half goes against Lansing Catholic. Now we get a stoppage of play here to tie a shoe.
Good start for Jackson High.
32-30 to score. Scott at the inbound. Gives into Davis. Davis will look to get up to the top. Stolen. Out on the break is Fada. Behind the back. Blocked by Armand Brown. Big block. Fada comes back in. This time the block attempt from Brown gets a lot of arm. Fada can't hit the shot, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Nifty behind the back on the drive there, but a big block by Armand Brown.
Do one of those things. Nice play, son. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah. He misses the first free throw attempt. 6:59 to go in the third. 32-30 to score. Fada's second free throw is through. 33-30. Lansing Catholic lead. Armand Brown gets the ball. Now he'll get back to Sutton to set up the offense. It's a screen from Davis. Gives to Brown on the wing. Brown drives. Now drops off to Sam Williams. Finds Robinson open. Now a pass on the baseline. Sutton on the cut. Shots up no good. Rebounded Fada. He'll dribble it up for the Cougars. On the wing now, Mitchell McInnes. Nearly stolen there. Sutton, I think it whistled for a foul.
They called a foot block.
Foot block. 33-30. Owen Rush at the top. Picks up his dribble. Pressured. Gonna find Polian out by the three-point arc. Polian gives the foul. A three-point shot. Long. Long rebound there. McInnes feeds a cutting Polian. He's fouled.
Offensive rebound right there that gave Lansing Catholic another possession.
Polian goes to the stripe here, shooting a pair. Second team foul against the Vikings. And Polian hits the first. They only had two team fouls all the entire first half. They've got two already here. We're less than 2 minutes into the half. 6:18 left, 34-30. The score after Polian hits the first free throw. He's got a second attempt coming.
Oh. To the coach, you say,
and he hits.
To the coach, you say, hey, there was only two first half fouls called. We need to be a little bit more aggressive. They're letting us play.
Brown now on the dribble drive. Gives to Davis to the elbow. He'll find an open Robinson in the corner. He hits. Nice shot from Marquise Robinson for three. 35-33 the score. They cut the lead back to two. And Lansing Catholic with a turnover. I guess I can say last touch Jackson. I thought that last touch was on Pulley.
I did too.
Saw that brush right across his jersey. Nevertheless, that'll stay Cougar ball. Lansing Catholic. One rush on the inbound. It's to McInnes out near the arc. Pass it back to the top and Fada. Looking against Marquise Robinson. And he'll give it to Owen Rush. Reset the offense. Poyon comes out to screen for him. Rush, long three-pointer. And no good. Rebound. Battle. McInnes saves it. Armand Brown comes up with a loose ball. Gets the rush started for Jackson. Gives to Sutton. Strong finish. No good. Tip is good. Put back. Chante Sutton. We're tied at 35 with 5.5 to go. Third quarter. Poyon dribble out for the Cougars. Now finds a cutting rush. Over the head pass, stolen. Jackson High comes up with the turnover. Marquise Robinson drives off the glass. No good. And we get offensive foul. Polian goes to the ground on the contact. And I don't believe for a second that Marquise Robinson knocked down big Tony Polian, but
not in the eyes. Well, in the eyes of the officials, he did.
Head play there, and he does take the charge. Timeout on the floor with 5:16 to go third quarter. We're tied at 35. 30-second break. On ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Jackson Sports Authority.
That's it.
Tied at 35, T-Boyle Matt Lehman at Jackson High School. 5:16 to go third quarter. And it'll be... is that Viking ball? That's what we got here. Viking ball tied at 35.
No, they're pointing this way. There's an offensive foul on
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
They're pointing up.
It didn't take me very long to forget what had happened. 30 seconds is all it takes.
Yeah. I've done that as an official before. Somebody called timeout. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
The ball is serious. You really got to have you got to remember.
Well, I don't officiate, apparently. Owen Rush brings it up for the Cougars. Now to Corey driving pull-up jumper at the free throw line, and that falls through. Two-point advantage, Cougars. Jackson back in the attack. Shante Suddeth over the midline. Looking at Owen Rush. Now he'll lefty soft pass to Brown. Brown drives, kicks to Robinson. Three-pointer is off. Long rebound, Davis. Second chance for Jackson. Corey swipes.
Good shot.
And are we going to send him to the stripe? Looks like it was on the ground, but I'm going to give him a free throw. Sam Williams on the drive. Michael Corey whistled for the foul. Two against Lansing Catholic. Why did they give that to? No, I'm sorry. That's Fada. Whistled for that one. .445 on the clock. Sam Williams hits both free throws, ties the game back at 37. Fado dribbles up for the Cougars. Almost has a stolen there. Sutton. They give to Owen Rush. A lot of pressure on the ball right now for Jackson High. Gives the wing. McInnes now to the corner. And Rush will try to feed Corey. And on the reach around, they'll get a whistle against Jackson High.
Kind of tightening things up a little bit here. Fisting wise.
Rush on the inbound. Gives to Corey. Corey looks to cut in, loses the ball. Shante Suddeth gets the break going for Jackson. He drives, now feeds Williams. Williams layup's too strong. Rebounded by the Cougars. All the way down, Poyon. Back in, spin move.
Nice move.
Oh, layup.
Man. Wow. That was smooth.
We had the best
seat in the house for that move right there. He came down. That's why he's on Mr. Basketball watch list.
Robinson now on the drive. Up and under move, no good. Poyon, easy rebound. 39-37 score. Cougars 2-point lead with the ball. Owen Rush dribbles over the midline. Poyon comes down, sets a screen. Goes nowhere. Feda on the outside. Gives to Corey at the top, feeding Poyon high post. Knocked away from behind Sam Williams, and he'll turn around and run it up the court. And he'll finish. Nice
move.
Nice drive from Sam Williams.
He's got 11 points now. He just joined Brown in double figures from Jackson High. He's having a nice game.
3:25 to go third quarter. We're tied at 39. Full court pressure, Jackson High. Fader trying to break it himself. We're going to get Shante Suddeth. Suddeth gets a knockaway, but it goes out of bounds. Jackson High keeps the pressure up. Tied at 39, playing with this outranked Class B team. Good squad, 9-1 on the year so far for the Cougars. Burnett to inbound for the Cougars, fresh off the bench. Owen Rush gets a screen. Burnett on the wing, met right out there by Marquise Robinson. Rush looking to feed Cart.
Nice pass.
And a nice pass to Cutting Rush and a tough finish. I called him Cart. It's Connor Dart on the assist for the Cougars. Jalen Johnson, the ball for Jackson High. Drive in, kick out to Robinson. Too deep for the shot. Gives to Suddeth at the top to reset. Rush now putting the pressure on Suddeth. He'll back off. Suddeth calls out the play. Robinson on the right wing. To Johnson at the top. Johnson will drive from the top all the way in. Can't finish. Rebound tapped long. And Johnson misses the shot from the baseline. Now rebounded in the runout. Poyon out ahead of everyone. Nice pass to streaking Burnett. He misses. Tipped. Dart. No good. Tipped again. No good. Burnett last touch. Goes out of bounds. Jackson high ball. They dodged a bullet there with a couple of tight inside looks for the Cougars. They can't finish. 2:16 to go, third quarter, 41-39. Cougars clinging to a two-point advantage. Rush picks Suddeth up. Full court now, he'll back off. Suddeth dribbles near midcourt, right by the circle. Moving to his left. And brings it back to the top. Give is to D'Angelo Weaver. Weaver now gives to Williams. Weaver takes the three. In and out. Rebounded Burnett. Halfway down, comes back out, and now the Cougars have a chance on the break. Poyon drives, drops off to Dart. Dart pauses, gets too deep, can't finish. Loose ball comes out to Burnett, up and under on the nice shot off the bass, off the backboard there. And stretch the lead out to four for Lansing Catholic. With the 1:32 here in the third, Suddeth dribbles up for the Vikings. They look to have lost a little energy here in the half court. Weaver comes off for the screen. Suddeth on the drive loses it. Almost gets it back now. McManus comes away with it. Out to Burnett. Out to Polion. Drops it off to Dart. Open look from the baseline. Can't hit, though. Zion Williams chases it out. Out of bounds. No whistle. Seemed like a clear push in the back there.
Sure did.
Dan Crowley runs all the way out to the about half court. Not happy with the play, with the out of bounds
call.
The no call there. 104 left, 43-39 the score. 104 here in the third, I should say. Nice dribble in McManus. No good foul. Polion also missed. And that falls again to McInnes.
Another second, third, fourth shot opportunities.
And Burnett for three and hits. Right there. That's big.
That's a big, you're right. That's a big possession right there.
Yeah, too many chances. Jackson should come up with a rebound. Under a minute to go here in the third, 41 seconds. Suddeth on the crossover has it knocked away. Now he'll battle for it. And get a tie up. Whistle for a jump ball. Possession arrow is not lit up on the scoreboard. And go Lansing Catholic way. A couple substitutions for Crowley. Dakota Robinson comes in. Joins Sam Williams, Davis, Zion Williams, and Jalen Johnson. Oh, now Robinson's going to go back off the floor. One too many guys.
Little 7-0 run right here. That's got away with a push off right there.
Open look, Burnett for three from the corner. And comes off. Polion goes up high for the rebound. Spin move and finish at the basket. He's got great footwork down on the block. And he's too big for Jackson when he gets down there.
What do we say? That's a man amongst boys right there.
48-39 is the lead. Catholic bench on their feet, and I'll have to go to my feet to be able to see the play. And Zion Williams gets some contact, goes to the floor, and he's going to get whistled for a travel. Burnett looking to feed Poyon all the way down the floor.
Oh, I got away. I got him.
What's the whistle for? They get the push on Poyon?
Oh, yeah.
0.6 on the clock. 48-39, and 9-point Catholic advantage into Williams. He'll heave, and not even close. So we'll end the third with a 9-point Lansing Catholic Cougar lead. Jackson High Vikings will have to come from behind here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second break on ESPN, 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN, 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. I'm going to see a lot of Armand Brown in that third quarter. I think they're going to need him to contribute big here in the fourth quarter if they want to erase this 9-point deficit. 48-39 the score. Lansing Catholic. What, it was a 7-0 run, I think? It was.
Well, it
ended up being an 8.
Yeah. It was just that little. No, actually, it's still in the run. It's 9-0 right now.
9-0 run.
39
from
all.
The tie score, 39-all to 48-39. And quarter will start with the Vikings ball. Marquise Robinson, Shante Suddeth. Karin Davis, Sam Williams, and Armand Brown on the floor. Kick out to Robinson, was open for three. Now Brown open for three at the top, and he hits, picking up where he left off with a big three-point shot to end that run. 48-42 our score. 7:45 to go in the ball game. Corey out ahead of everyone, breaking the pressure.
Oh,
and a missed
short-armed
easy layup there. Chuck Plain.
And a foul.
Almost too easy. Wide open there. Chuck Plain, he's about probably a 6'3 junior for Lansing Catholic. Brown will inbound to Suddeth. Suddeth dribbles over the midline, gets a screen at the top. Drives, kicks to Robinson, three-pointer, and he hits. Back-to-back threes for Jackson High, and it's 48-45. Cut into that deficit real quick as we start the fourth quarter here. 7:17 to go in the game. Suddeth now working with a loose ball. Tries to save it. Goes out of bounds. That'll be last touch. Jackson High. But a lot of pressure here by the Vikings on the Lansing Catholic ball handlers.
That was about a 48-second break for Tony Pouillon for Lansing Catholic. And you know what? And it was 48-39. It was a 6-0 run for Jackson High. And he's a difference maker. He's out there. It wasn't necessarily because of him, because Jackson High hit a couple threes, but
nevertheless,
going down the stretch.
Yeah, Pouillon 6'7", number 13 on Mick McCabe's list of best players in the state, back into the game, and he's been very effective down to the low block against Jackson. Now he's outside, tries to feed a cutter. Great hands there by Davis. Jackson on the break. Suddeth will drive, kick out to Robinson. Thought about a three. Now he'll take a step inside the line. Pull-up jumper, no good. Sam Williams on the offensive glass saves it off the Lansing Catholic player, and Jackson will retain possession. Trailing by just 3 points right now after two big three-pointers here in the quarter. Armand Brown getting back on the scoring sheet, and Marquise Robinson hit a big three. Inbound goes to Brown now. He's looking to drive. Now he'll kick to Davis. And he'll reverse the ball to Robinson. Robinson, steal attempt by Corey. Robinson gets into the paint. Nice teardrop over Pouillon, the big man in the lane. It's a one-point game, 48-47. The Vikings cut the lead to one. Fado working from the outside. Feed to Pouillon down on the block. Knocked away from behind. Davis. Jackson with a chance to take the lead. Brown on the drive. All the way to the glass. Can't finish. Lefty and charging call.
Good call.
Owen Rush takes the charge down on the block.
That was a good call.
Brown had that look in his eye. He was going to take it all the way, and Rush must have seen it too, and he set up for the defensive position there. It's a turnover on Jackson. Jackson sets up in the full court pressure here out of the foul. 6:13 left in the game. 48-47. The Vikings trail by one. Catholic breaks the press, gets to Feta, and he'll look to drive. Quick whistle there. I didn't see the contact. We had a real good vantage point. This is one of the few times where I can say we had a pretty good look at it compared to the official. I wouldn't have whistled a foul on that one. He does, and that'll send Feta to the line for two.
You want me to, as soon as he comes over, we'll start working him. That official.
I don't expect him to come stand over here, but if you feel the need, Matt, go ahead. Feta hits the free throw, stretch the lead back to 2:06:05 to go in the contest. Johnson in the game for Brown. Two fouls against Sutton. And 16 fouls against the Vikings. Feta hits the pair. Stretch the lead back up to three now for the Catholic Cougars. Jalen Johnson with the ball on the wing for the Vikings. Calling out a play. He's going to get a Davis at the top, near the top of the key. He'll spin, take a drive. Off-balance shot, no good. He falls to the floor afterwards. Catholic gets the rebound. Back on the attack, Feta gets over the midline. Almost stolen there by Marquise Robinson in the passing lane. Trying to find McInnes on that wing. 5:43 to go in this one. McInnes will inbound for Lansing Catholic. Gives to Rush. Rush working against Suddeth. Now looking for Pouillon. High post. Sam Williams playing the passing lane on the fast break. And an easy finish there. Cuts the lead back to one. Great job. Sam Williams cutting the passing lane off the high post to Pouillon. Owens getting pressured by Suddeth all the way up the sideline. Knocked away again. This time it's D'Angelo Weaver. But Williams the recipient on the break, and he'll finish again at the basket. Sam Williams coming around having a great fourth quarter here. Jackson with the lead, 51-50.
Turnover.
5:12 to go. Creating those turnovers with the passing lane pressure. A timeout from the Lansing Catholic bench. We'll take a 30-second timeout ourselves. 5:12 to go on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now, Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
5:12 to go here in the game. Jackson High on the strength of a run there, 51-50. What was the run out of the quarter here, Matt?
12-2.
12-2 Jackson with the hot start to the fourth quarter, and it gives them the advantage. We get a timeout there from Lansing Catholic.
Well, and it turned them over, and what they've done is really they've taken Pouillon out of the game because they haven't been able to get set in the half court. And he hasn't, you know, he's shown what he can do athletically in the open court, but his bread and butter is in the post. And,
yeah.
And the pressure, Jackson High's pressure, has kept the ball out of the post area, and that's been the difference.
Pouillon's been trying to set up that high post, and Jackson's gotten two steals on the feed attempts there. Pouillon now with the ball to try and break the press here from Jackson High. Beta open on the wing for three. Missed it short. And the rebound's tapped away. Williams comes up with a loose ball. Marquise Robinson ahead of everyone. And he finishes it. Loses it on the way up. Still able to grab it and finish it. Now Jackson with a 53-50 lead. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Beta breaks the press. Now finds Pouillon down to the block. Tough to stop down there. And he goes up and under and finishes. Once he gets that deep, it's real tough to stop.
That's 22.
Jackson gets it in to Armand Brown. Goes to drive, and he'll get tripped up there by Dart. Whistle's going to go against him, Jackson High. He's a 15 foul against the Lansing Catholic Cougars. 4:34 left in this contest. Jackson with a one-point lead. 53-52 to score. Excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah, I need. I'll get a little sip of water here, and I'll be back to good. Inbound goes to Shante Sudduth. Sudduth gives back to Robinson, working left wing. Dribble a little bit more toward the middle, trying to get Davis at the high post. Now Davis leaves. Robinson crossover dribble. Armand Brown on the left wing. He'll get the screen from Davis. Tries to feed him on the roll. Knocked away. Last touch. Catholic. Screen and roll play for Jackson. Tough, would have been tough to thread the needle down to Davis on that pass. 4:17 left, 53-52. Sudduth inbounds for Jackson High. And drop it off to Weaver down to the block. Nice move to turn around and shoot it. Missed it. Rebound at Pouillon. Lansing Catholic with a chance to take the lead back. Pouillon at the top of the key. Gives to the wing, trying to feed Dart down on the block. Knocked away and stolen. Davis. Shante Sudduth behind the back out on the break. We'll go all the way in and score it. Nice stutter step for Sutter to get to the basket. Stretch the lead. Jackson lead back out to three. 55-52 with 3:48 on the clock. Burnett dribbling up for the Cougars. And he'll shoot the three. No good. Rebounded Armand Brown, and he looks to drive right away. He's got Robinson on the cut. Gets the shot up and the foul. Marquise Robinson score it. He'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. 57-52 Jackson.
What a run.
Still on this big run here in the fourth quarter.
18-4.
Couldn't have drawn it up any better if you were Coach Crowley out of the fourth quarter.
From down nine to up five. What a run. And it's just been great energy from Jackson High. Their pressure, and they're turning Lansing Catholic over. Turn them over.
Robinson misses the free throw. Pouillon rebounds. Owen Rush on the rush. Burnett now tries to drive from the corner. He'll have to skip past to Rush near the sideline. It looked like he stepped out from here. Official right on top of it. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Jackson.
See, somebody other than Pouillon is going to have to step up for Lansing Catholic.
Burnett inbounds. He'll get it back out of the inbound. Now we find Palmer in the corner. They get it down to Pouillon on the block. Spin move blocked from behind Davis. Working hard against Pouillon. Yeah. Making it tough for him down there at least. And little body contact on the block attempt there. 57-52, 3:13 to go. Pouillon goes to the line. 6'7". Big man. Football commitment to Central Michigan. Free throw is good. He is just a solid ball player. Nice.
Got a nice stroke from the free throw, and he can do it all.
Does good work down in the block, and yeah, like you said, he gets you. I bet.
And he's a Chippewa, baby. That's where I went to school. That's...
And both free throws are good. And I bet he's got a decent-looking stroke from the three-point arc, but recognizes that he can help the team better down in the low block.
I've saw some box scores where he's made some threes, so he steps out.
Shante Sudduth for the Vikings will drop it off to Marquise Robinson, dribble out to the top. Crossover dribble finds Armand Brown. Now he'll dribble toward the middle. Looking for a screen from Davis. No, he'll go the other way. Sam Williams behind the arc. Armand Brown on the cut. We'll get a timeout from the Jackson High bench. Big possession here. 57-54 the score. 2:51 on the clock. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here on the game. Our broadcast brought to you by some great local sponsors that are huge supporters of high school sports in the Jackson area. Ajax Heating and Cooling, Blair's Car Care, Lomar Machine and Tool, the Protection Center, American Title Company. You'll hear those names over and over on our high school broadcast, so we really appreciate the way they step up and support our coverage of Jackson area high school sports.
You know, Jackson High's had only four players that have scored in this basketball game, and all four of them are in double figures right now.
It's been
nobody else has scored for Jackson High. Sudduth has 10. Brown's got 16. 15 from Williams, and Marquise Robinson has 16. So, well balanced.
Well balanced through those four guys.
Those four guys. I mean, but anytime you got four guys in double figures as a coach,
you know, you've seen a lot of bodies come in for Jackson High, but like you said, ineffective.
Yep.
As far as getting points on the board. Sudduth's got the ball now out of the timeout. Looks to drive. Robinson wadded in the corner, open for three. Now we get to Williams at the top. Robinson cuts across the lane. Thinks about pulling up. Now he'll skip it out to Davis. Left wing, Shante Sudduth. Sudduth dribbles into the lane. Drops it off to Robinson. Knocked away. Loose ball. Picked up by Catholic. Back on the attack, Burnett for the Cougars. Now to Palmer in the corner. Looking to feed Poyon down to the block. He's covered by Brown down there. Poyon takes a dribble, spin move,
and one.
Scoops it and draws the foul. Big play. And that's been his move all night.
Yeah.
So counted for two, a chance to tie the game up at 57 with 2:13 to go.
He is impressive. Is that the way you played back in Michigan Center days or no?
A little different game than him.
A little different, okay. And the free throw.
I'm the heaviest I've ever been right now, probably, Matt, and I could not body up on Tony Poyon. Strong kid. Tied at 57, Jackson High with the ball.
He's brought him back. 5 points.
Catholic really stepped up the half-court defense here. Sudduth drives in the paint. All the way to the basket, misses it. Poyon rebounds. Under 2 minutes left in this one. Burnett feeding Palmer way down. Armand Brown
dangerous
looking for the steal
though.
Contact. Yeah, it was dangerous.
Dangerous pass, but...
Brown probably a step late.
You can't throw a 50-50 ball against Jackson High. They're well, way too quick.
And that's going to put them into the bonus at 9 fouls. Just one foul away from a double bonus on Jackson High. 1-1 at the line. Palmer for the Cougars. And he hits. Nice free throw shooting down the stretch here for the Cougars. Jackson High hasn't really gotten to the line that much.
Well, they got 3 made free throws. I'm not sure how many attempts, but they do have.
The free throws missed. Poyon goes up for the rebound, puts it back. Huge play for the big guy down to the block. 60-57 now, a 3-point advantage.
That's 29 points.
Marquise Robinson Poyon. Working out at the top. And now he'll drive into the lane all the way to the basket. Score it. Big drive. Marquise Robinson floater. 1:27 to go. It's a 1-point game. Owen Rush dribbles up. Burnett coming up the sideline. Now get to the corner. And Palmer feeding Poyon down to the block. And he scores it. Maybe a little push up by Poyon. Palmer trying to steal the inbound. Sneaky. Knocks it out of bounds. Jackson will retain possession. 1:11 to go in this one. 3-point game, 62-59. Armand Brown to inbound. Full court pressure. They're doubling. Shante Sudduth on the inbound. Tipped away. Sam Williams with the loose ball. Now Owen Rush has it for Catholic. Drop it down to McInnes, and he scores it. Big defensive possession there. Catholic, they get it into Sudduth before they can set up the full court pressure. This time Sudduth will dribble and drive behind his back. Almost loses it. Into the corner. Kick out to Robinson. We get a timeout from the Jackson bench.
What a unfortunate series of events for Jackson High.
64-59. It's a five-point game. 51.7 left in this one. We'll keep it here on the timeout.
Well, it's 10-0 run. 10-0 run. It was 59-54. And Poulian scored five himself to tie it at 59. And then, it's been a game of run. I mean, this really has been truly a game of run. You know, the run that Jackson High had to start the basketball game, or excuse me, to start the fourth quarter, and now the run that Lansing Catholic's on to end the quarter. Five-point game, 51.7. A lot of time for Jackson High the way they play.
5 minutes, 5 points, excuse me, with 51.7. We'll see if Jackson can get one last run here, and they'll have a chance to start it out of the timeout. Dan Crowley drawn up a last play here for the bench. I don't want to say last play. I guess that's a little bleak.
The one thing that's I've noticed is the job that Lansing Catholic has done on Shante Sutton tonight. I mean, he really has. He's only got 10 points. And they felt like, so they, when he gets the ball, they've doubled the ball out of his hands. And and his teammates have been the beneficiary in this game.
Brown to inbound for the Vikings. Sam Williams, this is starting lineup on the floor. Shante Sutter, picked up by Owen Rush. Now he finds Marquise. Drives, puts up on the rim, no good. Marquise Robinson rebounded Poulian. They pressure him. Armand Brown gets a hand on the ball, almost goes away with the steal. Instead, they'll get out to Fada. Now he'll feed McInnes. Layup, no good. Rebounded Fada under the basket. Tapped loose. Sam Williams comes up with a 30.6. Jackson's got a chance here. Marquise Robinson dribbles up. Sutter open for three in the corner. No good. Rebounded Sam Williams on the putback. No good. Catholic gets it out on the break. Rush. McInnes. And on the drive, he's fouled. 16.2 left. Jackson just couldn't come up with a make when they needed it there. 64-59. And it'll take something special for Jackson to pull it out here. It's going to have to start with a free throw miss here. A couple of free throw misses from McInnes. And Brown will foul out on that one. Nice game, Armand Brown, especially in the first half.
Yeah, 16 points.
Was huge early for Jackson. McInnes' free throw attempt is up and rattles through. We'll get a timeout from the Catholic bench with 16.2 on the clock. 65-59. 30-second break. We'll come back with the end of this game on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Jackson Sports Authority.
Out of the timeout, missed free throw. Jackson has one shot at it, missed it. Time will run out off the rebound, and the Jackson High Vikings will fall 65-59 to Lansing Catholic tonight. And they just came up a little bit short, Matt. Great run in the fourth quarter to get themselves back in the game. Take the lead by as many as 5 points. Just falling short just enough.
Very entertaining. I said that at halftime, and I've said it a couple times this broadcast. Very entertaining basketball game. This was a fun game to watch. I would certainly, I'm glad we get a chance to watch Jackson High some more this year. But I definitely enjoyed watching Lansing Catholic, and Tony Poulian is the real deal. The real deal.
Yeah, he had himself a real nice game. Tough game down on the block. He's a
31
strong
points.
Kid, big kid, and 30 is 31 points. Definitely a difference maker tonight.
Yeah. Impressive.
Nearly half of the Lansing Catholic points. He was tough for Jackson High to deal with, and tends to be their Achilles heel at times is the size. They don't match up with big guys very well. Sam Williams and Curry Davis.
Can you imagine,
both worked hard on him, but it just.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine Tony Poulian on Jackson High's basketball team with their guard play and their quickness and their creativity?
A big guy like that who can run the floor with all those.
Goodness! And but you're right. Jackson High just does not have that guy inside. And if they did, they would be. And even without that, this was This is the sixth time this year that they were, you know, they were in this game. This is another game they had a chance to win. And they play well. Obviously, they play everybody tight. We expected it a close game. They just can't seem to get over the hump on some of these games late.
Yeah, did everything they could do to stay in that game and just come up a little bit short tonight. We'll take a two-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back, get a player of the game, give you some numbers from the game, and set us up for our next broadcast on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
65-59, our final here from Jackson High. The Lansing Catholic Cougars top the Jackson High Vikings. Again, Jackson played a great game. Only four guys in the scoring column for the Vikings. Who was it, Matt?
Well, Marquise Robinson led the way with 18 points. Armand Brown had 16. Sam Williams had 15. And Shante Suddeth with 10. For all 59 of Jackson High's points.
And our player of the game comes from the Jackson roster, and it is Marquise Robinson. Big down the stretch, got into the lane quite a bit, hit a couple threes. He had a nice night.
Yeah, you know, I think Brown and Williams, really honorable mention, too. I think they played well, you know, this game. Just really unable to stop Tony Poole. Yeah, I mean, 31 points. Now, we didn't keep the rebound numbers,
but he was in double figures without a question.
He was. He had a double-double, and just the athleticism, the size, you just don't see out of a high school kid like that. I mean, he looked like, we joked, he looked like an NFL tight end, and he did.
Yeah.
6 foot seven, 230, 240 pounds, you know, looks like he lived in the weight room. Looks like Central Michigan's got themselves a pretty good football prospect.
And he is a verbal commitment. I don't know if they didn't do National Signing Day yet, right?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow.
He's got some writing to do, maybe, if he hasn't already signed.
Yep.
And, you know, good for him. He had a nice game tonight. It was fun to watch him. And really, I thought Jackson had their number. They're down 9 at the end of the third. They come out in the fourth with a big run, get themselves up to a 5-point advantage, and things were going smooth. And then Lansing Catholic is able to come back with another run.
Coach Crowley does a whale of a job. He really does. I mean, like I said, he is, and this is 2 years in a row, he is really, he's just missing that big guy inside, you know, and this league that he plays in, this is not the only team that I'm sure that has guys that are 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". You have to use quickness to defend, and they do a great job with that, but...
And it seems like every year we get to see a couple of different Division I prospects, but they always seem to be from the other team. Yep. We had a 6'10 kid in here last year, Trevor Manuel from Lansing. So, you know, that's something that Jackson just has to continue to deal with.
Oakham had a kid last year, too. Cook, I'm not sure.
He was
an outstanding big guy.
So, yeah, again, hard-fought game for Jackson. They lose another one by 5 points. It was a 6, I guess, ended up being the final, but another close loss for them, and they will fall to
5-7.
5-7 on the season. That is that'll move Lansing Catholic to 10-1. Our next broadcast is going to be Friday. We are at Northwest Lumen Christi, rematch of a game we got to see early in the season. So
I didn't see that game, so I get to.
Yeah,
excited.
So your first look at Northwest, it'll be fun. That was a game that went down to the wire after a big comeback in the second half.
Home of the Mounties. We get to go watch the Mounties play.
Yeah. Friday night, Jackson is on the road taking on Lansing Sexton. And they'll try to get back into the win column with that one. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, back in the studio, Josh Ankrell. Again, Jackson High falls tonight, 65-59 to Lansing Catholic. And we will talk to you on Friday night from Northwest.